Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So the Oscars were on last night.
Yeah. Okay.
I caught it on X.
What else you got?
You know it was bad when the highlight this morning, when I came in, was Conan O'Brien forgot to talk when they came back from a commercial break.
I don't know what that was about. We'll get there. We're almost there. We're almost there. We're almost there. Hey, Linda. Leon? You never know.
There's your Oscar update this morning with Mile High Hat.
At least he made it funny. Like, that was pretty hilarious just there.
I like Conan O'Brien. If you go back and watch his opening monologue and everything, focus on the amount of times he says, yeah.
That's kind of his thing.
Incredibly distracting.
Yeah. I could hear him say that.
I was distracted by his bouncy hair every time.
His hair's bouncy and he goes, yeah. So anyway, that was on last night. For all four of you that is that are excited about the Buffy the Vampire Slayer reboot, Katie, were you one of those?
Yeah, I mean, I liked the movie. I didn't necessarily watch the show a whole lot. Well, but is this for the movie or the show is the reboot?
This is the reboot on Hulu, so I guess it was
the show.
It'll
be the show, okay.
Well, don't get too excited because Hulu has put a stake through the heart of it.
Oh,
it's
no!
not happening. Sarah Michelle Gellar made the announcement on her socials over the weekend. Thanked a bunch of people that were involved, held up a picture of the young 16-year-old actress who was supposed to lead the show and said, well, I'm really proud of what we did, but I'm sad that we're not going to be able to do this because they canceled it before it even got started.
Aww.
Wonder what happened there.
I know.
They found out it was going to be terrible.
Maybe some focus groups, and the focus groups were like,
That's usually what happens is, you know, something like that just
probably
puts a kibosh
not.
On it.
So if you're looking for a reason to throw yourself in front of a light rail today, Josh Groban is releasing an album of movie songs.
That'll do it, huh?
Oh.
That's enough.
I heard some of it.
Say lovey.
Some of the from The Lion King, Can You Feel the Love Tonight, sung by Josh Groban. That'll make you want to get in the shower
Are
with a plugged-in toaster.
So it's going to be all like Disney ballads.
I can feel it happening.
I might be down for that.
Really?
Especially the Disney slow songs.
I'd be like, what time does that light rail
come
by?
Can you feel the love tonight?
Is that going to be soon?
7:10. I will show you the world.
I love those songs.
It's
he's
like
such an over-actor.
He is.
I know.
He's an
over-actor.
Well, opera. I mean,
you know what?
I'd
get into that.
Josh Groban I'd sound like it right before I got hit by that light.
No! I'm going to check it out. I will report back.
All right, Katie's you do that for us.
I will.
You do that. Exciting news. Flava Flav turned 67 today.
Hey!
Yeah, boy!
Okay. Happy birthday, Mr. Clock.
I've got some information on contaminated glaze.
Yeah. Give it to us. That's what we want today.
Sounds like Josh in college.
No.
Costco issued a recall notice over the weekend for its popular ready-to-eat meatloaf meal kit, impacting warehouse locations in 26 states, and Colorado's one of them.
I saw that.
They're saying if you picked up the meatloaf with mashed Yukon potatoes and the glaze, it was flagged for potential salmonella contamination after an ingredient from the supplier raised concerns. So we got a contaminated glaze issue at the Costco's this morning.
I love how that story comes out today or over the weekend, and it expired yesterday.
After you've already eaten it.
I know. So, like, they came out with the story after people probably already ate those meals.
I like the little ready-to-make meals at Costco and Sam's, but, you know, I always look at the directions, and it's like, keep it in the hour or the oven for an hour. I usually do like an hour and 20.
Just in case.
And I wrap it in foil. I'm like, let's burn, baby, burn.
Same.
You know?
Kill everything.
Although, if I had that Josh Groban CD on, I'd probably want to eat the contaminated glaze to put me out of my misery. All right, I'm going to save this story about hot nuts for later.
Yay.
More sports stuff.
Oh, man, way to bury the lead there.
Sorry.
Yeah. Someone play Three Bird because America has now just completely swept Canada in gold medals. The U.S. Paralympic team for Team USA in ice hockey won the gold medal last night for a total of 6-2. And that means the U.S. women's team, the U.S. men's team, and the U.S. Paralympic team all beat Team Canada for a sweep for the first time in history in Olympic gold medals.
Well, how you like that there, hey?
That's awesome. Yeah, boy! That is such a cool thing to happen for U.S. and everything that they stand for. I love it so much. It made me so happy.
Well, we're super competitive, especially with the neighbors to the north.
Obviously,
so,
and everything.
USA.
I love it.
Hey, you know what you can be excited for, too? Elijah Wood coming to DJ in Denver. Yes, Lord of the Rings.
Like Frodo?
Elijah Wood, Frodo. He is bringing his Wooden Wisdom DJ project to a very unique Lord of the Rings themed rave. So it's going to coincide with Denver's Fan Expo May 31st, right?
Okay.
So not only Elijah, but all the guys from Lord of the Rings. Sean, all of them, the four of them are going to be here. Sean Astin, right?
Sean That's his Astin, name? Yes.
But all four of them, the characters from Lord of the Rings, are going to be in Denver for the Fan Expo, and so this is kind of like the end of that final night. He's gonna get on the ones and twos and the wheels of steel and do his thing. So
did he dress up like Frodo?
It's a dress up party, Josh. I'm so glad you asked. So dust off your elf ears, because right, not all those who wander are lost. Get to Cervantes and get your Lord of the Ring on.
That's kind of cool. I'm not gonna lie.
It is a Sunday.
It'll be unique.
It is. It's gonna be so unique, and people are pretty excited about it because again, Lord of the Rings. What a huge...
I'm a big fan.
A lot of people are. And again, the fact that they are coming to Denver's Fan Expo this year, it's a big deal. So,
that's cool.
And now
I
you
like
can
that.
Go party and rave it up with them as well. So there you go.
Sounds awesome.
This is also pretty exciting. Did you hear Denver's being pitched as a new stop on the IndyCar circuit? So this is very unique. They're going to have that high-speed car race, and they're going to do it around Empower Field at Mile High. So they'll have all the F1 cars, the Indy cars there. And this is just a proposal. So it could start as early as 2027 if it gets approved. They're looking for them to sign a 4-year deal. So
they got to fill all the potholes first.
Exactly, exactly. They're looking to make Denver one of 18 cities in North America with an Indy car race.
That's cool.
I am so about this. I think that this would bring a whole new kind of fandom to the Mile High City because we have it's a sports town.
Rednecks.
Like, no,
the drag
we are
racing,
a sports
absolutely.
Town, but that's the thing. You don't have a lot of races like this, and the race community is strong.
No,
it
ever
really
since
is.
Real strong.
Yeah, well, yeah,
it
ever
is.
Since F1 did their huge race in Vegas, because I know they had one in Dallas and Florida first, but the Vegas race drew a lot of eyes to how cool and exciting that sport is.
Yeah.
And so for IndyCar to come here, I would love to see that. I think that'd be really cool.
I think it would be
it's
too.
It's gonna be horrible.
So.
It's gonna gum up traffic, and nobody's gonna be happy.
Okay.
I just watched an entire thing on how
Way
all
to
the
bring
residents.
It down, Jer.
I just watched an entire video. It's funny you bring this up. An entire video on how all the residents and all the people on the Strip hate it when it comes to Vegas. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, the people that live there
hate it. No, even tourists, because they block it all off, and you can't watch it. You can only buy like VIP seats.
Yeah.
It's like catered to multi-millionaires. No, it's really catered to people with massive amounts of wealth.
Oh, sweet. I'll be there. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, you're
excited.
You're rolling. Yeah, Josh is going to love it.
It's the again, IndyCar race. So I think that
it's
you
not
get
as
a good mix of it.
Luxurious
it's not
as F1.
The
yeah.
F1, which is a different kind of class. But the IndyCar race, I think that you get tickets.
It'll be
people.
Good.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good thing to bring to the Mile
Rednecks.
High City. Okay.
They're coming in.
It's not the turn to the left thing.
Honey, that's all right. Still fast cars and fast women.
Turn to the left.
Load up the RV. We're heading to Denver to watch some race cars. Honey, fill up the cooler with natty ice. We're heading out. Get my best overalls on.
Get that dirty 30.
Get down. Smell that exhaust.
Okay. Get the good mullet.
Kids, put your shoes on. No bare feet in the Denvers.
Sunday best. Okay, so this story, we were talking a little bit about the two giraffes who died within 5 days of each other down at Cheyenne Mountain Zoo.
Jeez, Katie, way to bring everybody down.
Are you serious right now? Okay, Mizuki and Mashama have both passed away at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo.
Oh, I love giraffes. What a sad story.
Mashama was just 15 and Mizuki was 27. So Mizuki was the oldest in the herd.
Not a little Mizuki.
15,
yeah, I know. So 15, yeah, we're not quite sure what happened with Mizuki there, but the median life expectancy for a female giraffe, a giraffe in human care, is 20 years. So 27 is a long time.
Yeah,
so,
pretty good.
You know, we have Mizuki, so we're very happy that, you know, they were able to make it past that. And Mizuki was put down because the bone
density.
Katie,
you're making it worse.
the bone density and everything. Like they had to do that. So anyway, they're looking into this because two
drugs. I'm tearing up.
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you get rid of?
I don't know. It's just such a sad story.
I'm not. That's a big wagon.
No,
it's a big wagon.
It's a long hearse.
You know what? Boulder Taco Fest is back though, yeah! So we can put that in.
That's what you can do with the giraffes.
Happens August 22nd. Oh no, Jeremy.
It's gamey.
I don't even
this
want to say
gamey.
Diving to mouthwatering
it's a little,
tacos.
A little woody.
But you can sip on fresh
marks. A lot of tacos.
Craft beer, vibe out to live bands too.
This I love vibing out
in August, oh but they just God. Announced that the 2026 Boulder Taco Fest back again.
I just told somebody yesterday. I was like, man, I'm just looking for a good place to vibe out.
Good.
Boulder.
And
this
you can take part in the Boulder 5K Taco Run beforehand.
Oh,
work those
well,
tacos off.
You don't want to do
Yay.
It afterwards.
Oh well, you got to brace yourself for the high flying Lucha Libre wrestling that they've got down at Taco Fest too. See, now I've got your attention. You can smash some pinatas as well down there in Taco Fest. I'm going to be there. That's where I'll be.
Sounds
August
fun.
22nd.
There you go.
Okay.
There's your Mile High Hype this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh, and Hicks.